joined now by Gail Cruickshank, Talent Director, Greater St. Cloud Development Corporation. Morning, Gail.
Good morning. Hello. How are you?
I'm doing just fine, Gail. Hopefully you are as well. Another virtual conversation for us.
Monday.
It is a great Monday, and weather's going to be pretty nice today. Last day of summer, technically, even though it's been feeling like fall the last couple of weeks. So let's talk about some of the things going on. In our plan today, we're going to discuss some industry roundtable takeaways. Certainly, the job industry has been hit hard by COVID. Lots of people have been directly affected by what's going on here. Can you tell me about some of the takeaways that you're experiencing?
We can, Jay, and a little bit about what those roundtables were. GSDC really reached out to our employers, our investors, as we were going through the pandemic, and really wanted to make sure that we were aligned with our work, with what was the most critical for our employers in the region. We needed to make sure we were focusing on things that were most important in their minds to make sure that they could really see continued success even during the challenges of the pandemic. And so from a workforce standpoint, we really saw a couple common threads come out of these conversations. The first one being that future workforce, which GSDC has been very engaged with for quite some time, along with a number of community partners along the way. But really the focus was make sure that we are providing that education and career roadmap for our future workers. So not only do they have a thorough career exploration opportunity, but then they align that with the right education to ensure that they secure that job and that career in the field that they're most passionate about, but which is also aligned with what are the growing opportunities in our region. So many times we see students that say, oh, I really want to do this, but they haven't done the research to see what type of jobs or opportunities are out there. Am I going down a path that there are really few jobs, and where is the future that I should be focusing my attention on?
A lot of things. I mean, certainly that's a lot of things to cover. When you get together and talk about these things, what are some of the educational focuses that were brought up?
Well, really about, you know, what are those industries that are most pertinent? Also, VEX Robotics continues to be a really huge focus. You know, it's really about making sure that student understands all of the career opportunities that are available to them. So many times, you know, our future workers think, well, I know what my mom does. I know what my dad does. I want to do what my uncle does, or my cousin's got a cool job, you know, but they really haven't taken the time to see what are all their options out there for them. And then what aligns with their skill sets. So we can really think, you know, one job is cool, but if we don't have those skill sets to match with that, it's not going to be a win-win for all of us in the future. So really taking that time to give our students and our future workers that exploration they need, get their hands on these type of jobs to make sure they see what fits them the best, and that will ensure success for both not only the student but also our region as we go.
So, Gail, what kind of job can you get if you are in VEX Robotics? What kind of advantage, what positions would make sense as far as some of the things you learn from that?
Well, actually, VEX Robotics, although it has started and really builds around the STEM careers, which is science, technology, engineering, and manufacturing, it really builds skills for any type of job you want to do. It can be any industry sector because it's building that teamwork. It's building that problem solving. It's building that, you know, creating something out of nothing. You know, you start with a model and build it. So it really allows all of those soft skills that all of our employers are really seeking, no matter what the industry. So it's a great program that has just blossomed in our region and throughout the state, which we continue to support as well as many of our employers in our region. So it's just one of those all-encompassing programs that help prepare our students for future.
You know, Gail, one of the things that we're seeing more and more in almost any industry is trying to be more efficient. And in doing so, a lot of times we're seeing things becoming automated and certainly a training in how to handle those automations, because people still have to schedule those. They still have to watch over those things to make sure they're working. Is that a new type of field and a different type of training that needs to be done for those individuals?
Well, I think it's just looking at the careers a little bit differently. You know, although our employers might be, you know, looking to more automation, they're really just looking to fill those specific jobs that maybe people aren't interested in as much, or they can just ensure more safety. But that doesn't mean that there's less jobs available. It just means that the skill set might be a little bit different because, to your point, you might be managing those robotics or those type of automation instead of actually physically doing the work yourself. So that's why that really broad education and broad outlook on what careers are out there and in the most demand is really the spot that our future workers need to focus on.
So when you say future, and it's always, it's an educated guess, right? You're trying to figure out what types of jobs that are going to be available and the type of industries that are going to be vibrant going forward. Is that tough to see? And how do you really guess as far as what jobs are going to be stable, which ones aren't, what things to go into, what training you should have so you can be, in a good position to be employed for a long period of time?
There's a lot of tools that are out there that forecast, you know, what are going to be the jobs in demand. You know, even in our local workforce office, you know, Deed has a lot of information. And so, you know, even in the schools, our educators are trying to steer those students to those jobs that are in demand. So again, it is somewhat of a guess, but there is a lot of material out there from a lot of great resources that the students just need to take that time to explore. And along with their parents, you know, make it a family relationship and a conversation because, again, your parent needs to support you in those needs as well.
So, again, when we've talked over the years, there has been certainly a need for jobs that a lot of businesses, especially in the manufacturing, have been really looking for people. And it's not just manufacturing, but lots of other industries as well. Is that still the case despite the pandemic going on?
It absolutely is. In fact, I've heard from some of our local manufacturers that they've had their best months ever in this last month or so. And there definitely was a dip right when we hit the pandemic, you know, March, April, May. But we're seeing some great voice and great support that things are really starting to turn around. You know, our region is definitely very focused on manufacturing. We've got a lot of things happening. But we're also very diverse in our region. So what I mean by that is we've got a little bit of every type of industry here. And so our, you know, career, our job seekers, our students, they get a chance to see it all. And again, there's that just helps us succeed when maybe one industry takes a little bit of a dip, another one picks up that extra. So that's where it gets into because we do have such a diverse workforce. You need to make sure that you are that employer of choice. And I know you and I have talked about that on a number of different calls that we've done. And that's where it gets into the culture of your business. It gets into, are you that workplace of choice? Are you taking care of your employees? Another big topic that came out of our roundtable conversations was really that workplace well-being. You know, what is it like to work within your building? And now that there is some form of remote work in every business. You know, are you have you set up a plan that works for you? You know, can you still know that you're receiving productivity, efficiency, even though you can't see your employees every day? And then on the flip side, are you comfortable that they are doing okay? There's lots of talk about workplace well-being, mental health, wellness. You know, are you doing enough touchy base with your employees? You know, do you do little calls periodically? Do you touch base calls? Do you do little happy hour times? You know, just checking in with your employees to make sure that they are doing okay. We're all challenged in working, either working remotely totally or maybe a hybrid model, or, you know, we have our kids at home if it's, you know, a distance learning school system. So there's lots of things that are happening, and right now our employers need to make sure that they are providing that work environment with the grace needed to for are their workers to, you know, flex their schedule based on needs. And again, they want to be successful, but they're trying to find a different way to do it. So as an employer, we need to figure out how can we provide that environment for our workforce to ensure that they do want to stay with us, as well as they can continue to grow and provide the work needed so the business can grow as well.
Yeah, that's a different unique challenge that we're dealing with all the working remotely that we're seeing is those types of connections within the workplace. You don't have that social time. You don't get to see, in a lot of cases, people eye to eye. You don't have that interaction like we used to. Is there a concern, and it sounds like there might be, concern about keeping those employees and maintaining that relationship if that is a person that you don't see very often, if at all?
It can definitely be a concern, Jay, because now if the remote workforce stays intact in some way, shape, or form, which I really do think it will be, it really doesn't matter where you live to where you work. They're not 100% aligned. Now, some careers you do have to physically be on site, and those things maybe won't change as much. But majority of jobs, I mean, you could, in essence, work in a different place than you live. And so that is the concern, that if you want to make sure you're taking care of your employees and retaining them, you need to be spending a lot, some good quality time setting up these parameters and setting up these different activities, and just what is your culture like to make sure that employee is not looking for to look for a different opportunity somewhere else.
Gail, as we're running out of time, if people want to find more resources about what we discussed today or anything else about job availability in the St. Cloud area, what's a good website to go to?
Well, certainly we always talk about GreaterSt.CloudJobSpot.com, and I do want to make one comment that JobSpot has a new home on the World Wide Web. So we have joined JobSpot into our StCloudShines.com website, and I really encourage you to take a look at it. Not only does it have JobSpot with all the jobs that are available within the region, along with resources for our employers and job seekers, but it also promotes and highlights all the great things going on in our region. If you are looking to move here, to raise a family here, what do you need to know to live and thrive in our St. Cloud community? StCloudShines.com.
All right, very good. Gail, thanks as always. Appreciate it. Stay healthy and safe. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, take care.
That's Gail Cruikshank, Talent Director, Greater St. Cloud Development Corporation, joining us on a monthly basis, the third Monday of the month. That's when she joins us.